The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We don't just today want to discuss something with a person we disagree with, or even debate it, or differ on it, and let iron sharpen iron. We want to destroy the person we disagree with, not just the idea, but the very person. We want to get rid of them. That is the work of the destroyer. That is the work of the father of lies and the murderer. Do not allow that spirit to control you.
Love that never fails in a world filled with hate. Next.
Well, welcome to life today. I'm James Robinson. I'm holding the hand of my sweetheart. Thank you for being a sweetheart. Oh, I'm telling you, you know, most of you realize we've been married 58 years. We've got some years. I'm 77. And she says, well, I guess you're going to tell her I am too. But, you know, I'm a month older than her. So let me tell you why I'm kind of opening this way, just talking about where we are here in our journey. We tell you, do you realize that we pray with from 1,500 to 2,000 people a day, every day here? And you want to know why we pray? Because we love you, mm-hmm. and we care. And everyone on our staff and our team is like a glorious family of God with the heart of the Father, and His love for you. I want to ask you to pray for Betty and for me today. Maybe you just kind of lift us up to God a little more frequently, and you've let us know you really do love us and you love what God called us to do, because we simply couldn't do it without the love of God through you. All the beautiful things you see happening, whether it's a hungry child fed or water to the thirsty and people who've been trafficked and used in sex slavery, set free, everything you see is supported and undergirded by the love of God through people like you. But here's what I want to ask you to do for us. I want you to pray for us, because it's probably the prayer many of you need and people all over the world need, and certainly here in our own country. I want you to pray for God to give us peace and strength. Betty and I, at our age, we're saying goodbye to a lot of the friends we've had for a lifetime. Some of them are precious memories that I can't even think about them without tearing up, because they're so special and they loved us and loved others. Many of our friends that are with the Lord now showed us how to love others. We have a daughter with the Lord. And people say that's probably one of the heaviest things a person can bear on this earth in this lifetime. And the reason I say that we want your prayers is because we take it so seriously. You are so important to God that you are important to us. And one of the things I want to try to show our viewers today is I want to get our eyes open to the reality of what's going on around us, so that we can bring God's reality and God's truth to the situation. We see people today so full of hate, and people who have gone off in such extremes that we would say from a biblical point of view looks like total depravity. They don't even seem to think straight, and their appetites are seem to be so, let's say, unnormal or natural in their practices, and the hatred and the desire to overcome by even pain and destruction and death. Well, see, that's the work of the enemy. God, the perfect Father, that's Satan's work. The perfect Father wants us to learn how to love perfectly. And that means, Betty, that we're loving imperfect people. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm finding that's really important for people to get, there's not a perfect person on this planet. God made it very clear, and I mean spelled it out throughout the Word of God, but in Romans 3 made it very clear. There's not anyone that's not guilty. So we need to quit pointing fingers. And when you find someone that's guilty, don't try to destroy them. Betty, we've all failed. I've spent so much of my life saying, God, why'd you choose me? I mean, it's like you got the bottom of the barrel. I could see so many things in my life that I thought I knew they weren't right. Biblically, they weren't right. The battles that I fought, the struggles, and I didn't have a father, and I didn't have guidance. It just seemed like I was so vulnerable to the attack of the enemy. Mm. But God never stopped loving me. Please get this. Get this, please. He has perfect love. He has unconditional love. He has redemptive love. He has the love of the prodigal, the father of the prodigal had. He loved him as much when he's in the pig pen as when he was in the house. He loved him back to the father's house. This is the love that God wants flowing through us. But Betty, every one of us know we failed. You know, people look at you and they say, you're so sweet. I said, when you got saved out of the choir, you were the original first church lady to get saved, okay? But you feel so inadequate in ways. In other words, you and I have been Christians now since maybe our late teens, or, you know, maybe when you were right at 20, when you came to Christ. I think you were still a teenager. Mm-hmm. But the point is that, do you still struggle? Do you have some things that cause you to wonder, why does anybody even want to listen to me? And tell me about your struggles.
Yeah, you do. We all have those struggles. And you might look at us and say, oh, they're so blessed. They've got it all together. Not all the time we don't. Not without God's grace and His mercy. And you know what else not without? Without your prayers for us. Just as we want always to bring your concerns to the Lord. We love you. We pray for you. And James just asked you to pray for us. None of us are perfect. We all are walking on this journey together. And so we need to remember that. We need to have a sensitivity to the Lord. This is what I pray so fervently. God, that your children, that you sent your son to die for, that you created this beautiful world for, to enjoy and to love and to grow in you and your strength and your will for our lives. Let us be sensitive to one another. And I think that's what James is saying. Ask God for a sensitive heart. Just if you text someone, let it be because God impressed you to. If you call someone, so many times I've had that to happen, not really knowing what was going on in that person's heart or in their day. And I'll text them, they say, oh, that was perfect. That was a perfect timing. Well, that was God's timing. God impressed on my heart to do that without me knowing the circumstances. Let's pray for a heart like that, a sensitivity to the Lord and to His body, because we're all family. We need one another. We all have different struggles and different challenges in life and different battles. But God says, bring all of that to me and I will carry your burden. And we need to, as a family, to bring all our cares to Him. And let's lean on Him and lean on one another as He wants us to.
You know, Betty, I appreciate you sharing that. I know sometimes when you feel like you're inadequate, why does anybody want to listen to Him? And I just tell you how beautiful the Lord is in you. And that becomes an encouraging word, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And that's what you're saying. We can all give that encouraging word. Let me just tell you about something. There's kind of been the move of God on what was a movement of God years ago, Promise Keepers. I was the speaker at the last Promise Keepers Stand in the Gap meeting, over 1 million men in Washington in the mall. And this great group is being raised up again to be mighty men of God. I really believe that. And on the 16th and 17th of July in AT&T Stadium, there's a meeting planned there. And I want you to pray for it. I want you to go or help someone go. Let's fill that stadium with the glory of God, the power of God. And man, if they'll let us, we'll put 50 to 80,000 men in there, whatever they'll allow to come in. And let's go. But here's one of the things, Betty, that I recognized when I was trying to help Coach McCartney and speak to men. I realized that most of the men that we're reaching out to, they feel unworthy. You've heard me over the years talk about how I knew I had failed in my life, even as a Christian. And we all do. I mean, it's not like just occasionally. Sometimes it's too often. But when we fail, we feel unworthy. And I once told the Lord, I'm just not worthy, God. And He said, you never could be worthy. You never were worthy. You never will be worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Now do what I tell you to do. Make a kingdom impact for my glory because of my grace. Well, here's what I knew when I looked at all these men. I knew, Betty, I look at it in our church at Gateway. We may have 30,000 people in person on weekends gathering in the different campuses. But I know those men, many of them come in. They feel like I can't control my thoughts. I can't control my appetites. I can't control my desires. You realize many of them have some kind of addiction going on in their life. Maybe it's a food addiction, maybe it's a drug addiction, alcohol addiction, porn addiction, whatever it is. But here's the thing. If the enemy can condemn them and accuse them to where they feel unworthy, they will not believe God can use them. Let's get something settled right now. Worthy is the Lamb. It's because of His greatness and His grace and His perfection that we have forgiveness and life and a future and freedom. And I want all of you to hear the greatest Christian likely that ever walked on the planet. Saul of Tarsus converted to be Paul the Apostle because he saw Jesus in Stephen, even as Stephen was dying, being stoned to death. He saw Jesus. He met that Jesus. His life was changed. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he's saying to Timothy. It's a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm foremost. The King James says chief, the highest level sinner. Paul, you're writing 2/3 of the New Testament. You're this incredible Christian, and you say you're the foremost of sinners. Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost sinner, Jesus Christ might demonstrate His perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in Him for eternal life. Do you know what Paul said? He said, I boast in my weaknesses. In my weaknesses, He's made strong. Let's get something settled. We're all weak. We're all vulnerable. We all miss the mark. We all fail. And God's love never fails. And the love of the Father, the prodigal, flows freely. You got to get that. And we can come to that Father for forgiveness and cleansing. We can also come to Him for the grace to gain freedom. Listen to what Paul said in his battle. This is just a powerful statement. Because of this is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Because of the extraordinary greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of the devil to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself, and he said, or being exalted unduly by others. In other words, I'm in a battle, and it's a fierce battle. I wish I didn't have it. I've asked God to take it away. But he doesn't tell us what it is. But here's what every Christian has to understand. You can live your entire Christian life loving God with all your heart and still be in a battle with the enemy. And he will be accusing you. He never stops. That battle is very, very real. And this battle is intense. And Paul said it was so I wouldn't be unduly exalted. I wouldn't exalt myself or others exalt me. Now, let's get something settled right now. Everybody on this planet is a sinner. Everybody's failed. Everybody's missed the mark. In social media, if they can find anything anyone has done at any point in their life, they want to use it to destroy them. What is redemptive about that? What is meaningful and purposeful and beneficial about that? Nothing. We don't just today want to discuss something with a person we disagree with, or even debate it, or differ on it, and let iron sharpen iron. We want to destroy the person we disagree with, not just the idea, but the very person. We want to get rid of them. That is the work of the destroyer. That is the work of the father of lies and the murderer. Do not allow that spirit to control you. We've got to ask God to set us free from that. Because, see, none of us have any business pointing at others. Let me make a suggestion to you. When we've got transgenderism, when we've got the LGBT, we've got people who are men saying they're girls and girls saying they're men, we got all this discussion. Now then we're talking about the same sex, marrying the same sex. All these things we're discussing that God says are not according to my creative purpose, my will. And His Word is given to direct our steps for a meaningful purpose and a meaningful, blessed life. If you take what God said and cast it aside, if you change what He says into a lie, He says you'll be given over to appetites, not just unnatural ones, not just same sex, But appetites that control, it could be the food appetite, it could be the alcohol appetite, some other addicted to drugs or to sex or whatever it is, but it grips you. Once we change God's diagnosis, if you got a sin problem, I got the answer to the sin problem, it's Jesus. He's the only way to overcome the sin problem. He's the only one to find the fullness and the joy and the peace and the fruitfulness that you were designed to have. So you come to Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me, the Father, but by Him. Now, it doesn't matter what people say, preachers say, priests say. It doesn't matter what cult leaders say, gang leaders say, business leaders. It doesn't matter what political leaders say. There's one way to God. Jesus said, it's me, Jesus. Now, you can argue with Him. You're not arguing with me, okay? But He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way. There's only one force that never fails. That's the love of God. If you want to read what God says about all of us, read Romans 3, starting at verse 9, and just go down through verse 20. He gave the word that every mouth could be stopped and all the world become guilty before Him. We're all sinners. Paul, this great Christian in Romans 7, talked about in my own battle now, the things I want to do, I don't do. I'm finding myself overcome by the very things that I despise and that I hate. You can see it right there in the Scriptures. He is telling you, we all are guilty. Every mouth needs to be stopped. Only God can forgive us and set us free. If every man could hear this and know that God's not angry with you because you have been defeated, you fight recurring defeat, you're weak. Betty, there's such a great difference in weakness and wickedness. Mm-hmm. Wickedness happens when you allow the weakness or the sin or the temptation to become something you promote mm-hmm. and you magnify and you've given yourself to the deceiver. That's total destruction of everything meaningful. God, we're going to be talking to men at the Promise Keepers meeting. We need great men to be raised up. A lot of men have written themselves off because they see themselves as the chief of sinners, the foremost, the worst. God, you say we all are, but your grace is sufficient for all our sin. You will forgive us our unrighteousness. And yes, you will help us in the battle against the tormentor. And you will give us grace to endure the accusations and not bow before the enemy and be defeated and trampled on. You tell us that we can be more than conquerors and overcomers. God grant it for every person listening and watching right now in Jesus' name. He gives us the ability to be made free. He came to set captives free. And Betty, we've tried to make it clear over the years that we're never set free from the battle. No. We're set free to go into the battle.
Yes.
And I promise you this, if we could just quit calling each other names, putting each other in some categorical group, putting ourselves in some group, and just realize God loves us so much He gave His Son that in Him we might have life. Please receive that. Ask God to fill you with that unconditional redemptive love. And you go out to carry that truth, share that truth with the power of that unconditional redemptive, transforming love. And we're going to see a changed world. Pray for the Promise Keepers meeting. Get men to come. Maybe pay someone's way to go. You could go online there to find out how to register to go, maybe to take somebody. Betty, I'm praying it'll be a great meeting.
Amen.
And I know our viewers are going to pray for us and join us, all the people
That's right.
We're praying for. You know that when we ask our viewers, and this is an amazing thing, when we ask you, our viewers, to put God's arms around somebody, you do it. When we ask you to give someone a cup of clean water, you do it. When we say, could you maybe give a village a well, you say, I can. I want you to listen to a grandmother. You heard a couple of grandparents asking for your prayers. Grandparents who lost a daughter. Listen to this grandmother and know you're the miracle she's longing for and praying for. Watch closely.
Village life might look primitive to the outside world, but to these villagers, the use of ox-drawn carts has been a way of life for centuries. Seeing content babies swaying quietly in a cool breeze paints a picture of what one might call a calm and peaceful existence. But there's an unsettling dimension to their lives that is dark and ominous. It's as if literally looking into the face of death. What is it they see? Water. It's what they don't see in this water that produces death. It's the unseen parasites and waterborne organisms that will attack the body and, if untreated, can cause death within 3 to 5 days. The ravages of a waterborne disease in a young child's vital organs are excruciating, as this grandmother knows all too well.
I get the something I go from type boy, or type ram, I got boy, what boy are you, but Bertin Ham, no, two, the clown bad, my tie, ham, da, roach, clown of dawn, the clown bad, and lamp, my tie, red tie, your take, Ariana, your the law, the way, take my out.
Facing the reality of losing a child because a mother or grandmother does not have safe water to give them is unthinkable for most of us. Let's be the ones to make a difference for these precious mothers and help them see life, not death.
If we'd been able to walk in with a perfect cure for the COVID virus, would that not have been welcomed? Would it not have been received all over the world with gratitude? Well, Betty, we have the perfect cure.
Yeah.
A cure for cancer could have cured our daughter. There's not a viewer watching that if they knew they had it, wouldn't have brought it and offered it to us. Well, we have the perfect cure, and what is it?
It's clean water. It's the water wells. My heart really went out to that grandmother because even though she's a grandmother now, she still has the heart of a mother that would do anything for their precious little one to keep them alive. I believe she knew that that water was going to hurt her little granddaughter, but she still had to have the water. Doesn't your heart get touched when you hear a testimony like that of a brokenness that she could do nothing? Well, we have the cure for these precious little ones, and they shouldn't have to drink this dirty, contaminated water. We can help them, and I hope you will.
Betty, I'm believing with all my heart you're going to. Let me just say to you right now, if you'd just go get a bank card and use it like a check, or if you want to write a check, make the check to Life. But here's what I'm asking you to do. Dial that number or go online and take that card and say, I can drill a well. They're $4,800, and I'm going to take joy in doing it. It'll be a miracle for a village. And answer the prayers of a lot of parents, a lot of mothers and grandmothers. Please do it. Many of you say, James, I wish I could, I can't. Well, maybe give part of a well, $1,200 or $2,400. Play another person joins you, or two more join you. We'll have a well. Most of the money comes from people who will give $144 and give water for 30 people the rest of their life. That's basically how it breaks out. $48, I want to think about this, 10 people. Water the rest of their life. Where could you make a better investment? Get your bank card, go online, call the number. If you're mailing a gift, tell us what you're putting in the mail. You're going to be greatly blessed by what Randy wrote, basically breaking down Proverbs in simple 7 great steps. Here is Living Amazed, republished, with a full table of contents telling you what's in every chapter about the miracle encounters Living Amazed enabled me to experience and watch others. It's going to inspire you. We want to bless you. You're going to become the miracle of all miracles for many, many people. Thank you for making that call. Thank you for making that gift.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you James Robison's book, Living Amazed. Full of inspirational true stories, you'll learn how divine encounters can change your life. In addition, you'll also receive Randy Robison's brand new devotional, Upgrade, 7 Moves in 7 Weeks to a Better Life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the NIV Thin Line Bible with easy-to-read large print. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
And I believe that Living Amazed will bless you. And I know Randy's book, God's given him a wonderful gift. And he basically took the Proverbs and broke it into 7 divisions. It's going to really bless you. We sure love you. Hey, I believe you're praying for me and Betty. I believe you understand. Many of you are like our age. You're close. You know what we're talking about. Your prayers mean so much. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family. Do not put off this important step to peace of mind. Contact Life Planning Services today.
We get to play a role that is bigger than us.
Tomorrow, Sarah Jakes Roberts shows you how the mistakes of your past can be used today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.